let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to today's program, Coast to Coast, This Week in America, where Peter J. Justice, M.D., author of The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now, it all began with a personal epiphany that occurred in the most likely of circumstances. The epiphany led to a personal journey that changed the way he looked at his world and lived his life. He's a board-certified gastroenterologist and practices medicine in Kirkland, Washington, received a B.S. degree in zoology and an M.D. degree from the University of Washington. He shares tools that will help you live a happier life. Dr. Peter Justice, author of The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
So much to talk about on the program today. And let's start off by, you're a really busy guy, and you felt compelled to write this story. Why did you decide to write this book?
Rick, it was just a book I just had to write. Something had happened to me in a kind of a weird circumstance. It was doing something that we all do once or twice a day in front of our bathroom mirror over the sink. And something changed in relationship to that activity, and then suddenly I was just imbued with this feeling of joy and inner fulfillment, and I just couldn't immediately understand it until I thought about it and analyzed it, and that's what this book starts out with.
You know, and the subtitle is Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now. That epiphany you had was in the ever-present now. And as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, I wonder how much all of us focus or don't focus on the ever-present now. Are we not in the now a whole lot? We're always thinking ahead. We're always, no matter how happy we may seem to be now, we want to be happier later. Do we spend enough time in the ever-present now enjoying what's going on at the present time?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's what I learned in looking at my life at this time when this epiphany occurred. Was that, no, I was living through time.
I was
doing things in a programmed way, doing them well, but not enjoying the moments within it. And the epiphany taught me how to do that, and that's part of the whole experience of happiness.
No, I mentioned time, and that's so true. You are very busy with the practice you have, a parent as well. How did you find the time to do that, to write the book, The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience?
Well, that is a problem. Part of it is you need time, but you also need time away from all the things that you have to deal with. You know, I spend most of my waking hours dealing with problems of other people and trying to help them solve them. And if you're doing that, you can't come up with too many new ideas. You just put your head down and do it. So I'd find myself waking up in like the middle of the night saying, oh my God, this is why that happened. And then going to my computer and just typing notes, and eventually it grew into the book.
The book, of course, is The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now. The author is Peter Justice, a medical doctor, our guest on today's program. When you sat down to write the book, how did life experiences that you had influence the content of your book?
Well, it eventually, in many different ways, I examined what I was doing. We talked about not living in the present, and I just applied the lessons I learned into about everything I know, and that's where I came up with the concept of the personal renaissance experience. The idea is to have those, and you can't really have them unless you're really examining all the roles you play in your life and carefully looking at what processes you control and to try to get better. And that's what the personal renaissance experience refers to. It's getting better in as many aspects, dimensions of yourself as possible. If you do that, then you maximize your chance of feeling this sense of fulfillment that I experienced in my epiphany.
Talk about if there was a person who helped you in inspiring you in some way in the effort and in writing the book. Was there somebody that was influential?
There were several people. My mother had some very difficult experiences in her life, I found out about these kind of late in my life. But they really help guide me in how you have to adapt this kind of philosophy to situations where it isn't apparent how you could be happy. And so that influences the book in certain portions. And then also the philosophers that and psychologists that I've read, I would say Viktor Frankl, the logotherapy guy who teaches people how to find meaning in their life as a path to, you know, to gaining happiness, becoming happier people. Aristotle is another person who's about personal improvement. And those kind of sources did help me a lot.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Dr. Justice's website is Peter Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, justicebooks.com. You can link on directly to the doctor's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you were writing the book, talk about what that experience was like for you, how it affected you and the life that you were living. Maybe not other moments that you would put in the epiphany category, but maybe with this newfound interest in life and living it to its fullest and the epiphany you had, did it open up other doors as you were working on the book? Suddenly other aspects of your life take on new meaning.
Oh, absolutely. That's the point of it, is how I learned to apply the sort of principles that I outlined in the first few chapters to what else I do. If you want an example, I'll give you sort of a semi-trivial one, but we do procedures, you know, endoscopic procedures. We do colonoscopies, upper endoscopies. And to do those, beforehand, you always have to have a new physical exam. And because that becomes such a routine thing, it sometimes just feels kind of empty when you're going through that, because you've done it before, probably a couple weeks ago, you know, before that. And you wonder, does it have any importance? And then what I learn to do is just focus on the details and to listen so carefully to, as best I can, to hear every little thing and just make the moment important, you know, by focus. It's probably an element of what Zen people call mindfulness. And that also helps you live in those moments. And then there's a whole lot of other things. I mean, most of the time we spend our lives is with a relationship with another person, and learning the tools to better engage and connect with people is also a way to exercise these personal renaissance experiences, and that always enriches your life.
Well, we talked about, as a person, the impact it had on you in writing the book and doing the contemplation as you were composing the book, putting the book together. As a doctor, has this made you a better doctor as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's everything you do, whether it's how you diagnose things and the skills that you do, that you operate in your procedures, but more just the interaction with patients becomes more of a moment for you. And it makes the moment so much better for your patients. It's not just, well, let's get information from them, let's analyze that information and tell them what we think they should do. It becomes a connection process where everybody benefits. You benefit and the patient benefits, and it's an entirely different procedure, a different kind of situation.
The book is The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now by Dr. Peter Justice. Dr. Peter Justice. Books available wherever books are sold. Give you information on his website here as we go out throughout the program today. You get feedback from people. The book is very well received. Talk about why you think people would benefit from the book, because there's so much real-life information there, and all of a sudden, our 100-mile-an-hour life, you slow it down a little bit, and let's enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy where we are now.
Well, you know, I'm a physician. People come to me, you know, let's say 20, 30 times a day. I see different people who open up their lives to me.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a unique position that you're in when you're a physician. And you can tell where they're hurting, and you can tell, you know, why they're not happy, if that's very obvious in their demeanor. And you can just see, you know, that yes, they're missing out on something, and it's usually something in this area. And I think anyone can benefit from it. It's just such a fulfilling experience once you start living in your moment and making yourself better. That feeling is just incredible.
And you sort of guide us through feeling fulfillment in our individual lives by the text that you have, by the examples that you have. Talk about your writing style, because it's very relatable and it's an easy read. Sometimes in these books, we get caught up in jargon and we really don't fully benefit. You've got a nice way of writing. Talk about the style that you use.
Yeah, it's just much more fun to write that way. I use a lot of examples from popular culture to illustrate, you know, important points of my analysis of this. I do bring in, you know, scientific information because I think that validates the conclusion I have about self-improvement and how that's linked to happiness. But the overall style is more conversational and really does use common kind of images that people can relate to.
The book is The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now. The author, our guest, Dr. Peter Justice. Let's talk about the path to happiness. And we're all looking for happiness. You've got on your website, which is Peter Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, justicebooks.com. A blog there. You're talking about everyone wants to be happy. Thomas Jefferson even thought about it as he was working on the Declaration of Independence. Is there a path to happiness? Or is that something that's maybe elusive for so many people?
I think it's elusive because I think because we generally, and me included, certain times, even now, you tend to lapse back into other paths to happiness, which tend to make us not so happy. And that's, I think, my general conclusion about that is that when we almost exclusively look for happiness in pleasant sensory experiences, you know, like eating or just sex for sex's sake,
yes,
then we get into trouble. And that's not the path to happiness. It feels good, but it's not that deep fulfillment that I'm talking about. So I think we have to, you know, kind of reject that as an overall, you know, guiding pathway to our happiness and look for other things, which I believe is self-improvement. And unless we are looking for ways to constantly recreate ourselves in real specific ways, then we're not going to be overall happy or deeply happy.
And you'll find the road to do that laid out in Dr. Justice's book, The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now. And you talk about 1,440 minutes in a day. Don't just get through the day. And so often we start the day thinking this is going to be a terrible day. All I want to do is come home at the end of the day and have it end and begin all over tomorrow. But we really need to live that day, don't we? That's only one shot we have at that day. When it's over with, it's done forever. We might as well try to make the most out of it.
And that's right. And the thing I talk about in relation to that is find the meaning in what you do. But you have to look at your very basic functions, your very basic actions, the roles you play, broken down into things like I mentioned with listening to hearts and listening to lungs. That's where you inject meaning, and when you have injected meaning into what you do, you're very interested in the result, you're going to be living in the moment.
What is the major take-home? What do you want people to take home, the takeaway message after reading the book, The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience?
Well, basically, it's, don't get caught up in your past, because that's done. You can learn from it. Don't worry about what necessarily is going to be the result of what you do for the future, but live your moments, look at your roles, and pick the roles that you spend the most amount of time in and the results of those roles that are most important to you, and work on them. It's not all that hard. And once you are doing that, once you're figuring out how I'm, you know, act in that action, and you can find a path to making yourself better, as soon as you appreciate that, that's when you start to feel fulfilled.
Are you working on any other writing projects? You really knocked it out of the park with this book. Are you working on any other projects?
Right. At this point, what I'm doing is working on my blogs. I'm going to kind of blog for the next year or so. I just try to regularly kind of hit on some of these issues in different ways, maybe bring in even more contemporary examples to illustrate things that people would recognize going on in the news or in culture. And that's what I plan to do. And then we'll just see what happens with the book. I was thinking of a novel, a fictional kind of story that might illustrate some of these points. And I think that's probably in the future.
Talk about blogging, because as you're saying that, I'm thinking, okay, rather than a book where you put off and then you sit down and you focus extensively for a period of time on the book, the blog is almost something on an ongoing basis. Do you find you like that style? And it sort of helps you in reassessing your life, because you're every week or so you're thinking, what am I going to blog about? What in my life am I going to talk about on the in the column?
Oh man, there is so much you can do that it just pops out of me. It just comes, you know, things that you see. I think it was the second blog. There was a story that was related by our priest, and it was so apropos to my philosophy that I put it in the blog to illustrate the point about meaning, establishing meaning in things that don't seem to have meaning. There's a lot out there. Every time I hear something, I interpret it or filter it through my philosophy, and once you do that, you got lots of material.
And you don't have to do 250 pages at a time, do you? You can actually go in. A blog is pretty much however long you want to make it. So you got a quick point to make. You can make it and don't have a publisher yelling at you because they need more chapters.
Absolutely, you can do it at your own pace, and it's just whenever whenever you're moved to do so, just do it.
And when the reader has that same benefit, because they can jump on, read it, and they're done and go on with that, learn something hopefully and go on. You'll find the doctor's blog and all of his information at his website, Peter Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, justicebooks.com. I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. What's that been like working with a publishing company like Reader's Magnet?
Well, for me, I mean, I had an original version of this. This is a revised edition. They're helping me more in terms of getting my book out, getting the word out on my book, and that's been the major thing. I think that I like keeping control of the editing of everything that goes out on my blog and stuff like that. So I do like to work with them. They're very friendly, and it's been a pleasure working with them, that's for sure. But without them, without their help in advertising in this kind of way, it wouldn't be out there as far as it's going, it seems. So,
how exciting has this been for you? You've got about a minute left in the program. I sense your passion, your enthusiasm to develop this concept, to share it, and to help other people shape their lives because of your philosophy, because of your book. How exciting is this for you?
Oh, it's very exciting. I share it with people. I talk about it, and what I hope is that people who read the blog will send me back their notes or their thoughts in that on my website, and just to kind of bounce it off other people as well.
The book is The Pursuit of the Personal Renaissance Experience, Finding Opportunity for Happiness in the Ever-Present Now by Peter Justice. And by the way, Justice is J-U-S-T-U-S. So if you're Googling, it's Justice, J-U-S-T-U-S. His website is Peter Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, Justice. Once again, that's J-U-S-T-U-S, books.com. And we'll make it easy. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the doctor's website. Information on the blog, information, of course, on the book. Dr. Justice, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us. We'll stay in touch. Hopefully can do it again. Thank you for being with us.
Well, I thank you very much for your interest. It's been fun talking to you.
An excellent program, and you'll find the book available at his website, petergaborjusticebooks.com. The book wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.